As the British marched down the road, Whitmore hid behind his stone fence. With his quivering hands, he aimed his musket and he pulled the trigger. Bam! Down went one redcoat. He reloaded his musket and he aimed it again. Bam! Down went a second redcoat. Finally, the redcoats realized where he was located. Perhaps they saw a puff of white hair from behind the stone fence, and they sent a detachment of men to take out their target. As the men hurled themselves over the fence, they started to stab Samuel Whitmore with their bayonets. He discharged his pistols. Bam! Down went a third redcoat. And yet they stabbed him with their bayonets 13 times. And then they shot him in the face, and then they left him for dead. As they departed, 80-year-old Samuel Whitmore was flailing about with his sword. And yet Samuel Whitmore didn't die. He lived. He lived for another 18 years to die a 98-year-old citizen of a free and independent United States of America. The story of Samuel Whitmore helps to illustrate the profound transformation that had taken place in the years leading up to the beginning of the war.